Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Pesach in Joburg begins at 17:48 on this coming Wednesday evening, 1st of April. Are you feeling panic-stricken, nostalgic, melancholic, lonely, chilled, or relaxed? My guest now, Robertson Temihadar from Pine Street Shul, will provide some practical tips on how to handle what is such a wonderful Jewish holiday. Robertson, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
It's always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Robertson, what is it about Pesach that makes it different from any other Jewish holiday?
I think the honest truth is it does require more preparation than anything else because it's different dishes, different kitchens, different, you know, ingredients than we're used to. So the familiarity of what we're used to is gone. And once a year, we have to pull out new dishes, new recipes, new ingredients. And it can be very costly. It's also a time when families come together even more than usual, which is always special, but can also bring its own unique and separate kind of stress. And yeah, it can be hard. And I think acknowledging that it is a lot of work is important.
So let's talk a little bit about the changeover firstly. Is there any easy way to clean and changeover?
To be really clean during the year? And only keep chametz in your kitchen and dining room. But realistically, relax. And our houses are pretty clean. If you have young kids who trail crumbs everywhere, there is a little bit more in-depth that is required. It's not spring cleaning. You don't need to wash your windows. I mean, you don't need to clean the tops of your cupboards. How would chametz have gotten there? I mean, I have boys who like to throw things, and I have actually found chametz on the top of my cupboards. But most people, I think, you know, should be okay. It's areas where food is likely to be found.
So can we just talk a little bit about unlikely places that food can be found, possibly shoes and things like that?
Do you know this about me?
Yes.
Oh. So 1 year on Pesach itself, I had cleaned my entire cupboard, taken out all my clothing, cleaned the pockets of things which I thought might have chametz and put everything back. And as we know in Joburg, seasons change right around Pesach. And it got cold. It was hot, you know, for the weeks before Pesach. And on Pesach itself, it was a chilly night. And I pulled out a pair of boots, slipped my foot into them, and felt something literally go crunch. And I thought to myself, uh-oh, well, it's better than a spider. And I pulled out pretty much a huge piece of a granola bar when they were still kosher. I was pretty horrified. And we did a little bit of a burning of the chametz on Chol HaMoed Pesach that year. And that can happen. And I didn't clean the inside of my boots because I had never put I don't even eat granola bars. So that was a surprise, but it can happen sometimes. And you have to just do your best. And that is why the night before Pesach and the morning of Pesach, we recite Kol Chamir and we say, any chametz, I've tried my best. Any chametz that is in my property should be considered like the dust of the earth. It isn't even, don't consider it chametz because we have tried. So I do always try and say that paragraph with a lot of kavanah, with a lot of intention, just in case. My kids are a bit older now, so I think the chametz is a bit more contained to the usual normal places.
Let's talk about keeping a sense of humor over this time. The importance of that, just to kind of take it seriously, but also allow room for.
So I think what people remember and what we want our kids and our guests to remember is not everything needs to be perfect because that's unlikely, to be honest. And there's always kind of chaos. Last year, on my last day of Pesach, I think it was last year, maybe it was 2 years ago, I had a table full of guests. One of my kids woke up feeling a little bit funny, but they were okay. And literally, while I'm trying to serve, one kid vomited on the patio table outside, thank God, not where the guests were, and another kid burst their eardrum pretty much simultaneously. Thank God, big Jewish table of guests. There was actually three doctors there. So they sorted the kids out. But things happen, and if you get uptight about it, and I'm talking to myself because I can get uptight, it becomes really stressful for everybody. But if you can laugh a little bit about the chaos or the things that go wrong, they can become a happy memory instead of a moment of stress.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the food. Do we overstress?
Yes, we overcater. First, forget about overstressing. Have you ever been, it's very unlikely, but usually you go to a meal and there is just tons and tons of food. And I'm not saying Pesach doesn't need to be special and the Chagim should be special. And especially if you're hosting, you want to have beautiful you know, tables with delicious food, but we could have that without completely losing our mind. And, you know, roast some vegetables with a little bit of olive oil and salt and some spices, some fresh herbs, cut up a nice big fresh salad, you know, roast some chicken or meat, again, with like a bit of fresh herbs, lemon juice, olive oil, a bit of wine, some vegetables, or, you know, a squeeze of juice, and it's fresh, it's tasty, it's delicious. You know, grill some hake with, again, a little bit of spices. It doesn't need to be these elaborate, you know, dishes that have been made, you know, for weeks in advance. Like, simple and fresh is, think about the lunch that you have during the week. It's usually probably like a salad, maybe with a bit of protein. And then all of a sudden, when it's a chag lunch, we're serving a salad, 3 proteins, 6 sides, and 4 desserts. And that, like, your stomach, you really don't need that much.
So maybe it's the fear of being hungry over Pesach.
Yes. So we are scared of being hungry, but we're not hungry during the meals. We're hungry maybe at breakfast. And again, a big thing for me is, and I have some picky kids, is sitting everyone down to like a proper breakfast, eggs, fruit, yogurt, vegetables, avo, matzah even. I make like cottage cheese pancakes, like a proper really big breakfast. Having fruit and vegetables already cut up is, and you can buy them ready cut up, so you don't even have to cut them yourself, I think is important. Like having things out in bowls, because again, I have like the cereal and milk, the pasta and cheese, the snack widgets, the bagels, all that like fast foodie kind of stuff is not available. We do have a lot of nice locally produced chip, like crisps from Moishi's and Fresh Fellas, so those are also good snacks.
I just stocked one pack a day. Yeah, one pack a day.
Yeah,
it's comfort food as well.
Because also, it's like the same kind of snacky food. It's crispy, you know,
and it's salty, and it's sometimes just what you need.
Yeah, but it's 8 days. People go camping for 8 days and live off of tuna.
Okay, that's true. Now you belong obviously to the Chabad community, which means it's a lot more strict for you. But for the average Jewish South Africans, what is and is not allowed?
So again, I think our Beth Din works really hard to, and shout out to them for having a lot of kosher for Pesach products. And again, I think locally produced products are becoming more and more popular and more reasonable. The imported products are, with our rand, I mean, they are prohibitive. But when we talk about, you know, like just the Moishis sauces and products, Fresh Fellas, I mean, there is so much being produced locally. But also, you don't need 47 spices for 8 days. Like, pick your top 3 favorites. And buy them. Again, the green list, all, you know, fresh fruit and vegetables, non-kitniyot vegetables, and people can sometimes forget about those. But the meat, the chicken, the eggs, the milk, the cheese products, which are somewhat more limited on Pesach. But read the green list. It grows every year sometimes. They really try and research and see what could work. But it is hard to buy a bottle of vinegar for 8 days when you know you're only going to use a cup or two. And sometimes you have to ask yourself, maybe I could just use some fresh squeezed lemon juice instead.
Yeah. You spoke about family coming over. And I think for me, Pesach is one of the more nostalgic of the festivals. And it's times when you remember sitting with those that are no longer there. And some families are big and there can be rebels around it. But some people are very much alone on Pesach.
So if anyone has an extra seat at their Pesach Seder or any of their meals, invite someone. Reach out to a neighbor, to a friend, to a relative, to somebody that you see at shul all the time, and just say, hey, do you want to join us for a meal? And if you are alone, know that you're not really alone. I once did a Seder alone by myself in Park Lane Hospital as I had a newborn baby whose birthday I actually forgot about and ran to bring donuts to school today. But I was alone with my newborn, and I remember thinking, like, I'm saying these words by myself, but I know that around the world there are people saying those words with me, and they're all just flying up to God together. And try and hold that space, and also reach out to your local rabbi, Rebbetzin. They would love to help you find a place to eat in the community, and I think I speak for every rabbi and Rebbetzin in Joburg and South Africa.
That is true. The facilities are always available. Do you have any, like, psychological tips beyond that? How to keep sane during Pesach?
Well, I always think, like, worst case scenario, it's over in 8 days. And I remember growing up, and I loved Pesach. And, you know, I'm one of 10 kids, and there wasn't a lot of household help. And, I'm one of the younger siblings, so perhaps I didn't have to do as much work as, you know, the older siblings. But if it could be, you know, we used to put on music and dance around the kitchen when we were cooking or cleaning or doing whatever, and make it special, even if it's difficult. Find those moments to laugh, to connect with your family, to celebrate. And try not to be stuck about the food that burnt, or, you know, the table that didn't look the right way, or the people who didn't show up or did show up that weren't expected. Just try and focus on, you know, it's a mitzvah to be joyful on Pesach. And sometimes we can forget that. And that's more important than, you know, an elaborate dessert or a perfectly set table or even a perfectly clean house.
Okay, we are going to stop here, but thank you very much for coming in and sharing. And I wish you a very good Pesach and hopefully no mishaps and healthy kids.
Yeah, amen to all of that and to all the listeners. Like, just wishing everyone a beautiful, joyful, we say a kasher and freilich in Pesach, that it should be kosher, but also joyful. Not, you know, we just shouldn't get too stuck on either of them that we miss out bringing those two together.
Thank you very much. That is Robertson Timmy Hadar, and she's been talking about tips on how to kind of enjoy as well as get through Pesach.